Moncrief on News Talk.
Next week, we might have a new world champion, and in an area you might not think to be competitive at all. Emma Quirk has a great shot at triumph at next week's World Jigsaw Championships. Emma, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So, as I understand it, when you were like a little girl, you were kind of a jigsaw prodigy.
Yeah, I sure was. Yeah, I was doing jigsaw since I was a toddler. And I loved them so much. I could do them upside down and back to front. And by the time I was 6 years old, I was able to do 1,000-piece puzzles.
Oh, my God. You must have cost your parents a fortune doing that thing. But it had always remained a hobby for you until when?
Yeah, it was always just a hobby. I just did them for fun. Until last year, someone sent me a video just before the World Championships last year. And they said, oh, you should try this. And I said I'd go to Spain and try out for it and ended up doing really well.
Yeah, you came 33rd out of 3,200 competitors. That's extraordinary.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, and that's kind of, and I assume that's a singles event, that particular part of it that you came.
Yeah, it was.
So describe to us what happens then in a singles event.
So there's 200 people in each round and it's kind of set up nearly like the Leaving Cert. There's loads of tables and chairs. And then on each table, there's a bag with a jigsaw inside and everyone gets the same puzzle. And you have to complete this puzzle as fast as you can.
OK, it's a simple speed test. Obviously, you have to get it right. The table they give you, is it a special table? Like, is it super big?
No, it's just a normal table. Like they're all the exact same size to make it fair. But you don't have loads of space, no.
Yeah, because I would imagine a concern because, you know, you're in a bit of a flap. You want to get it done as quickly as possible. You might start dropping bits and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's two people on every table as well. So you have to make sure you don't get your pieces mixed up with the person beside you.
Oh, and I assume everybody gets a different jigsaw.
No, everyone gets the exact same one.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Does that mean, I don't know, does it actually mean you can cheat or not? I suppose not.
No, not really. I think the time is so fast, you're just focused on your own one.
Okay. And so would you have, when you get all the bits then on the table, do you have a system as to how you go about it?
Yeah, I think the first thing I do is I flip over all the pieces and I put the edges to one side and I'd work on them first. And then I'd sort by colour. So I'd probably pick a bright colour like a red or a yellow, something that stands out, and work on that first.
Right. Okay. And is there, once you've done that, is there a bit of trial and error, or do you can you kind of just by looking at the shape of them know where they're going to fit in?
Yeah, I mostly go off colour, but yeah, I kind of know off the shape as well.
Yeah. Crikey. And so so then on the back of that, you started entering other competitions. Now, I'm interested as to what the rules are here, because you became the UK champion and the Portuguese champion.
Yeah, I did.
So you don't have to be then, I assume, British or Portuguese to enter those competitions.
No, you don't have to be. So anyone could enter them. I came first in both of them competitions.
Yeah. And in it was one of them you came like 10, you were finished 10 minutes before anybody else.
Yeah, in the Portuguese one.
Right. OK, so in the Portuguese one, then, are people looking at going, who the hell is she? Where did she come from?
Yeah, they were a little bit. Yeah. It was very funny, actually. There was a few people coming over to me and asking for pictures and stuff. So it was hilarious.
Oh, my God. And so would you have known many people in the kind of world of competitive jigsaws up to this point?
No, I didn't know anyone. So going to Spain last year, I didn't even know what to expect, to be honest. And then now I've made so many friends from all over the world. So it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's a really nice community.
Now, and there are, on top of the singles events, there are team events and couples events. Is that right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. So there's pairs. I'm doing the pairs this year with Siobhan Quinn from Tipperary. And then there's a team event as well where there's four people.
And how does, how do you divide up the tasks between, if it's a team event, for instance?
So this year it's me and Siobhan and then another girl, Julie from Dublin, and my dad doing it. So we'd have the faster puzzlers like me would be making the puzzle, and then the slower ones like my dad probably would be sorting the pieces out and like handing me certain colours or the edges and certain sections to do.
Right. OK. So really you're doing the jigsaw and they're just your assistants.
Yeah, a little bit for some of us.
Okay, right. And is your dad any good at jigsaws?
Yeah, he's getting there. He's getting there now.
Oh, there's a bit of diamond with faint praise there. He's getting give him a pat on the head. And so then when it's just two people doing it, how does that get divided up?
So it's kind of the same. So Siobhan, my partner, would, she'd be flipping all the pieces over and handing me the edges, and I'd do that first, and then she'd sort the pieces into different colours and different sections, and then once she's sorted them, then she'd start making them as well.
Okay, yeah. So Siobhan's putting them together and you're putting them together, and then at some point you might fit the two big bits you've got together.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I imagine, though, it has to be, I mean, especially in that scenario, like if you fit a load of jigsaw pieces together, you have to be super careful to get them into the picture.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And so is there a technique to doing that?
No, I don't think so. Like, we try out different things. So sometimes somebody has to do it upside down, obviously. And then, so we have to kind of work with that and see who's better upside down and who can do it the right way around. So, yeah, it's quite interesting.
Okay, so they don't do their bit and then turn it around so it fits in.
No, normally we don't, no.
Okay, you have to do it upside down. Crikey. And that, again, that's a normal size table.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And do people, like, ever, I suppose you're not concentrating that much on the other competitors, but you might hear an occasional crash and a stream of curses in Spanish where somebody's dropped all their bits. Does that happen?
It has happened once or twice, but luckily not too often, thank God.
Okay, yeah, that's a, and so when you're going, and when does the championship take place?
It's on next week, so it starts on Monday.
Okay, so when you go on Monday, so how many rounds will you have to get through to get to the final?
Three rounds. So there's 200 people in each of the preliminary rounds, and then there's two semi-finals, and then there's the final.
Okay, and in that final, again, it's 200?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay, and who are, like, the big names in this kind of thing, or what countries?
I suppose there's a fella, Alejandro, from Spain. He won lots of years in a row. And then last year, I think it was a girl from Germany who won it. So yeah, it's really people from all over the world. Okay. Like, there's people from Australia and America and everywhere coming, which is brilliant.
And is it a kind of fairly even mixture of men and women?
Yeah, it is actually. I'd say it's pretty much 50-50, yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. And the jigsaws you'll be doing now, are they, how many pieces are in the jigsaw?
So for the solos, it's 500 pieces.
And then for the team events, is that the same size?
Team events, then it's 1,000 pieces. So for the teams, you have to compete 2,000 pieces.
Right, okay. So those tables must be bigger if it's 1,000 pieces, no? Or did you just cut them up smaller?
You have a bit more space for them ones.
Okay, yeah. And so how many days does it go on for?
It's Monday to Friday, so 5 days.
Okay, and in the evening time and that kind of stuff, do they have have social events and that kind of thing for you?
Yeah, they do, but the competition, like my first round, is on at 8 o'clock at night, so it's really an all day event. It starts at 9 in the morning and it finishes about 10:30 at night, so it's quite a long day.
Oh, and you start at 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
Oh God! So you would you do any prep in advance of that? Are you going to spend the day snoozing, or do you do limber?
We have a Guinness World Record attempt that morning.
Okay,
so we're trying to put together a 40,000 piece puzzle in an hour and a half.
Just as training.
It's for the Guinness World Record. Yeah, so there's 10 people from each country entering it.
Oh God! And if somebody should get that, that'll give you a boost. I would have thought.
So hopefully.
How many jigsaw puzzles do you have, Emma?
Probably about 300 or 400, I would say.
Is there any point keeping them once you've figured them out?
Oh yeah, I would do them all 100 times.
Would you?
Yeah, because each time you get faster, and once you've done it once, you remember the image, so you get a lot of minutes knocked off each time.
Okay. And normally in these kind of championships, what kind of a picture is it you're making? Is it sort of rural scene type stuff?
It can kind of be anything. Like, the first one we had last year was like a scene in Morocco, like a photograph. And then the second round was really cartoony. It was like cartoon flowers. And then the final round was this picture of tigers in like a jungle. It was terrible, but it was a hard image.
Okay. Well, Darvel, Emma, I should say, thanks a million for talking to us today, and we wish you the very best for next week. We look forward to seeing the shot of your triumphal return at Dublin Airport. That was Emma Quirk there, currently the UK and Portuguese national jigsaw champion and world number 3 And who knows what will happen next week.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.